My SEO market platform replacement will be over budget, stretch into 2028, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. My SEO said its 9-year effort to replace its market platform will exceed original budget contingencies and will not be completed until 2028, 3 years later than it previously predicted. Chief Digital and Information Officer Nirav Shah said at a September 4th meetup of the MySO Board of Directors Technology Committee that the RTO now expects the full integration of a new, real-time market clearing engine to extend into 2028. In early 2024, MySO expected to have all projects associated with its new, modular market platform fully operational in late 2025. When MySO announced the project in 2017, it estimated it could migrate to the new modular computer system by 2023. Shah said the overall cost of the platform overhaul has increased to about $175 million due to the complexity of completing the real-time market clearing engine. He said he would have more details on the higher costs of the project later in 2025. MySO originally allotted $130 million for the platform swap with a 25% contingency. I look back to 2017, and we're in a very different place. A lot has changed, Shah explained. He said technology functions differently now than when MySO announced the replacement project 9 years ago. He also said FERC has released several orders with new requirements in that time frame, such as real-time ambient adjusted line ratings under Order 881. Shah said that overall, requirements on the market platform replacement are 11% higher than when MySO first gauged them. It's a pretty disappointing miss this late in the project, said Director Todd Rabah, who added that one of these days, he'd like to see an IT project end on time and on budget. Director Teresa Wise said the market platform replacement can be thought of as a series of projects over time, with the final projects having vastly different parameters than MySO originally anticipated. Wise said the last two projects are significantly larger with more requirements. I think we're clouding things together, Wise said in defense of the project's progress. Shah said vendors originally estimated the look-ahead commitment component of the project to be about $7 million in 2017. The effort now is predicted to cost about $16 million. He also said the new unit dispatch system has gone from an $8 million estimate to more than $18 million. MySO CEO John Baer said the RTO probably should have recast and repriced the remaining elements of the platform replacement around 2021 to capture rising technological complexities and inflation. We didn't do that, and I want to apologize for that. Time is not your friend on these projects, Baer said. Baer, however, stood by the project even with the late-stage additional costs. If you step back from this, the value from the project is still there, even with the increases. The benefits overall are going to be enormous, Baer said. For nearly a decade, MySO leadership has said that the current, monolithic market platform, built using technology from the 1990s, is poised to become so obsolete that it will not be able to clear the day-ahead market or accommodate the more scattered, numerous generation assets that the fleet transition has introduced. Director Eric Takayasu asked if the vendors on the market platform replacement are taking responsibility for some overages. The replacement is being completed with vendors General Electric and Siemens. We absolutely are pushing back on the vendors, Shah said. He said that, for instance, MySO refused to take on additional costs of poor architecture decisions that necessitated a redesign on some of the look-ahead commitment components. It absolutely is making them uncomfortable, but that's the right thing for our stakeholders, Shah said. MySO estimated it will take until 2026 for the look-ahead commitment software to enter final testing and parallel operations. By 2027, the RTO estimates it would be able to test its new unit dispatch system and enter it into parallel operations. Through the remainder of 2025, MySO plans to begin testing the look-ahead commitment software and launch its new one-stop model manager so it can cease operations of its old, siloed modeling systems. Shah said MySO had to work through some data quality issues as it migrated data to the new management system. The RTO's model manager project aims for one system of record for all planning and operations models to eliminate redundant data entry and review.
MySO also said the technology to use real-time AR/S is in the testing stages for the remainder of 2025, with production still on track for 2026.
Over 2024, the RTO entered its new day-ahead market clearing engine into standalone production and retired its legacy day-ahead market,